Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Hello?
We good?
Is it me you're looking for?
Well, if it is you you're looking for, you're in the right spot. Look, welcome back. We are in the duck call room, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the podcast.
It's good to be back. Goblin, how are you?
Perfect. That's better than good, you know.
All right. What, since it's December.
December.
What are your plans for the month of December?
What are my plans for the month of December?
What's
that? Family show.
Family show? Okay.
Yeah, oh, boy. Holidays.
I'm just going.
Man's empty nester.
Fish and hunt and make duck calls.
Make duck calls, boy, as well.
Boy, that sounds like your plans for November and January, too.
That's exactly right.
And October. There's not as much hunting in February.
No, we'll be hunting up in big slab crappies in February.
I'll
probably be hunting them up in a couple of days.
He may try them a few times in December.
Do you have plans, Si?
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy being alive.
He's going to enjoy
pretty well healthy, okay, except for the COPD.
Hey, you seem on it today, though. I don't want to put any pressure on you,
but
you seem
the most important thing about the month of December, that was when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born.
Good night.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Jesus' birthday cake. We're going to have to build that anyway since my daughter's gone.
Well, hey, there you go.
In honor of her.
I want some
That's
cake.
Pretty awesome. Can you imagine? He knew what we was going to do. Jesus knew everything we've ever done. And he still came down here anyway.
Pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
That's why it's the greatest story that's ever been told.
Yeah. It is.
What
it
do you really think is. He was like as a toddler? I'm assuming the exact opposite of mine.
Can you imagine?
No, not really.
No? Have you met my daughter?
I'm just saying, no, not really. Because, hey, look, he was human, okay? He was a normal toddler, I'm telling you.
I wonder if.
But he was perfect.
Did he get a spanking?
I'm just saying.
I doubt it.
Did Mary ever give him a spanking?
If they was good parents, yes.
Si's ready to spank. Savior of the world.
Not on that, because I was just fixing to tell you. I said, can you imagine? Okay. You're talking about the creator of the cosmos.
Yeah. Can you imagine having to discipline him?
Yeah.
But he was perfect. So did he need discipline?
I'm going to go with, yeah.
He was that.
Because we don't have anything from his childhood except for the wise
the human
man.
Part of it.
That was probably, where that verse raised him up in the way he should go and he'll never depart from it.
Well, no. That's why I'm saying, okay, you got to understand, okay, most people have trouble. They missed the most important part about Jesus. He was God, deity in human form.
Yeah.
He was flesh and blood, so no, he was just like us, okay?
Do you think he took a nap?
He was just like us, but he never messed up.
No. With that one exception, he never sinned, okay? But I'm telling you, that's why it's so important when he was in the garden and he's literally bleeding tears, okay, when he's talking to the Father and he shows his humanity by saying, hey, is this the only way we can do this? Okay, because he knew it before he even came down, okay, what was going to happen, okay, because that was the plan.
Did you just ask if he ever took a nap?
Mm-hmm.
He did.
No, I was talking about as a kid.
Oh.
Like, was he unruly during nap time in kindergarten?
I was. I never took a nap.
Yeah, I didn't.
Mary coming out. Who knocked over that flyer?
Well, I don't know if I ever took a nap.
Jesus did it.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't lie. That's all we know. If it was him, he said, I'm sorry, Mother, it was me.
I don't know if I ever took a nap during school, but I know I was, how to put this? I was in another dimension. Okay.
Another dimension.
Jesus,
this is going somewhere.
The teacher was calling my name, and I went, shh, I'm slipping him on a 12-point
ball. Adolescent Jesus. That's a good thought.
Because we have the boy Jesus at the temple, and I think he was 12.
Yeah.
And he just, he in there preaching.
And but he's from, amazing. Them,
but from the manger to 12. Yeah.
We got, I mean.
Lots of questions.
We got the wise men brought him some gifts. And I think that's all we got. Yeah. That's a good. Remember when we used to do the "What are you going to ask about?"
Yeah, question.
Yeah,
because I mean, my kids are 7, 5, and 2, and they do not act like Jesus.
Was you a problem child?
I'm just.
I guess he wasn't though.
He couldn't have been.
Well, I know he amazed them, all the rabbis. Okay.
Yeah, at 12.
Okay, because he's so much knowledge. Okay, but I'm still. Yeah, I'm firm on that. He was a normal child.
He was a normal?
Normal child.
Yeah. Well, without the sin part.
Huh. Okay. What
so,
that,
hey, that gets, but at that, what makes age? Him, that makes him not normal.
Well, what I'm saying is, which age in there does sin kick in? From 0 to 12.
At what age are we?
That depends nowadays. Yeah. Okay, a lot of people used to have a certain age. No.
No.
That's that, You ain't going to put, nope. Nah.
I said, you ain't going, nope, not. He ain't giving me an answer yet other than no.
Well, I'm just saying, there is no certain
I believe
age.
It's the first time you do something in your conscience.
Well, you
says,
know, okay.
Well, yeah,
maybe
you
that
know.
That wasn't what I was supposed to be.
You know when you sin, because God put it in you to know that. Yeah. And he gave you the conscience.
I got a 7-year-old, well, and you can see it in him. At one point, he'd just do stuff, and he didn't know he was doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Now, when he knows, he's sneaking. Mm. And he's the sneakiest little kid. He tiptoes thinking he ain't sneaky at all. But sometimes he try. I'm like, what are you doing? And that's what he looks at you like, oh, no, I've been caught.
Yeah.
So Jesus probably never was tiptoeing around.
No.
Right? He never.
He wanted to do something. He just did it.
Because he didn't want to do it. But he never wanted to do what he was told not to. How about that? Jesus always obeyed his parents.
That's one of them. That's one of them.
I mean, love keeps no record of wrongs, yeah, but
that's one of them. Like the
good gracious
politician said, there's some things that you can know for sure, but then there's other things that they will stay unknown.
Just unknowable.
Yeah, just unknowable. So that's one of them things.
They're like Adams. You can't trust them. Can't trust Adams.
Okay. Especially if people, if human beings starts everything. Messing with it. This is going wild.
I mean,
Goblin with the educated joke over here. That
I missed
funny.
It. I just totally. I was.
That's good. Touche, friend. Touche.
I'm going to have to go back and watch the episode because I just totally.
Welcome to this podcast on this heavy discussion.
You can't trust Adams.
That's right, boys. Hey, you got it? You got that, JD?
Because they make up everything.
That's right. You can't trust Adams.
Goblin with the educated humor over here today.
There it is. Well, I'm glad I missed it because somebody right now just got it.
Yeah.
Somebody's driving their truck and go, oh, I get it.
Gavin said, because they make up everything. That's like,
they make up everything.
Of course, I couldn't really differentiate between a T or a D. I was like, is he talking about like Adam and Eve or Atom? You know, I was like, okay.
Oh, I knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Okay, but then when he said, because they make up everything, I got you.
Yeah, okay.
I heard that on that new Ghostbusters.
New Ghostbusters. You went to the picture show?
Yeah. Me and Paula, we never stopped
That was
dating.
Actually a funny movie.
The new one? Did you go see
it? Well, no, I ain't seen the new one. The original was a funny
what
show.
What you need to do, watch the old one and then go watch it. It was a pretty good storyline behind it.
So the other
it
day.
It actually worked.
So Ghostbusters, we're talking about Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, kids, here's a cool song. Let's go watch this movie. That is not a children's program.
The new one?
The old one.
Oh.
PG meant something different in the 80s than it does now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good.
I don't know. I started watching it, and we made about 5 minutes before I said, you know what? Let's go find Blue's Clues or something.
Maybe you just need to loosen up on your parenting a little bit.
This was, I mean.
You mean you was there with them?
Well, yeah.
PG means get ready to cover their eyes. Like, that's your job. That's putting some ownership on the parent. Like, you got to be prepared for here or to grab that mute button.
If it went past PG and I went to the show, I went down front and sat by myself.
That way nobody see you there? Or nobody could cover your eyes?
Nobody could cover my eyes.
Ain't nobody cover his eyes, boys.
I'm so confused.
Hey, can I go sit confused. Down in the front row?
Yeah, I want to sit on the very down. Front row where nobody else sits. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Oh, well, this one I think we can't ramble anymore. Here we are for another episode.
What did we just cover? Ghostbusters, Jesus as a Toddler, and...
Adams.
Welcome back to the Duck Call the Room.
Because they make up everything.
Preach it. Well, look. Yep. Let's take our first break. See if we can make
There's
up
only
some
one
Adams.
Way to go from
it
here.
It goes fast when you're having fun.
Amen.
Boys.
Hey,
zippity doo dah.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine in my way.
Not that good.
I don't know.
I think it's headed my way.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Only different.
Well,
well, look, anyway, I got to spend the weekend with Willie, first of all. That's kind of fun.
What's he doing these days?
Where did y'all go?
We were at the SEC Championship doing a deal for our friends over at Pit Boss Grills. We got...
You didn't bring none of them sausages back.
Well, see,
you? You were with Johnsonville.
And Johnsonville.
I mean, of things that you can hang your hat on, working for Johnsonville sausage seems to be one of them.
Well, what I'm telling you, like, that is the peak of redneck stardom. When you get to go eat free sausage and judge a cooking contest that at the SEC Championship, you don't get no bigger as a redneck than that right there.
Dude. I mean, that's Larry the Cable Guy Bill Dance status.
I guarantee. Yeah.
That's you, Justin.
Oh, man, it was so good. But those people did some things with some sausage I ain't ever seen before, and it was A-OK.
And you didn't bring any of them back for us?
No.
God.
Why would I do that?
What were you thinking?
I had to eat them on the plane.
I had to eat them and judge the contest.
Yeah, they but come you should have said, hey, they bring come me to take, a box of them to take home with me.
They come to take my plate. I said, no,
leave that there.
Not so fast. I ain't done
with
him.
I've already tasted and judged it, but now I'm with the rest of
them. Yeah, I ain't done with him.
Yeah, I ain't done with it, boys.
Because the lady in the contest, she made a gumbo po' boy.
Gumbo po' boy?
Yeah.
Explain
it. How did that work?
Well, so it was an andouille sausage in a bun.
Okay.
Topped with all the gumbo toppings that you would normally get. So, like the Trinity.
Just Jawa, soup?
Some okra.
Yeah.
Some lump crab meat.
Okay. Mm.
Some shrimp.
Okay.
Man. And her side, which was probably my favorite thing that I ate the whole time, was greens.
Greens.
That woman made some greens.
That was your favorite thing you ate at a barbecue contest?
Well, because... They couldn't get too creative with the sausage because they only had 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But what she did to them greens.
What'd she do to them?
I have no idea. I asked her. She said they were made with love. That's all she tells me.
That's all she said.
And man, they were good.
Tight-lipping.
Like, look, you gripe about greens tasting like dirt.
Yeah. Mm.
These didn't taste nothing like dirt. I know what you're talking about, too, when you say they taste these. Unlike any greens you ever had. They were fan.
Well, I'll take a no thank you portion. But
well, hey, here's
you'd
one.
Go back in on them. Trust
well,
me.
I tell you, depending on who prepared them, because if you don't wash greens properly, they will taste like dirt because it's dirt on them.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Them things are. But then well, the other guy made me mad because he did something with sausage that I ain't ever even thought about doing. So he called it a Hasselback style sausage. You know, Hasselback, like we had them taters that time where they cut the little slits in them and then smash them.
Oh.
Well, that's kind of what he did with the sausage. He cut the little slits in them, and then he took a toothpick, and he made like a sausage donut.
A donut?
It looked like a hamburger patty, but like a donut because, you know, sausage would leave a hole in the middle. Yeah. And he cooked that thing whole like that on that grill. Buddy. And then in that little inside of the donut, he put his homemade cheese sauce concoction. And then put that on a bun. Man.
It was real.
My man.
It was real.
My man. When you took that first bite, stuff just went everywhere. You couldn't put it back down. Like, that's one of them, you just got to hold till you're done with it, and then you put him down.
Yeah, then you need to go take a shower.
So, who won?
The guy with the sausage burger won it.
Sausage burger.
But I'll say this, the lady with the gumbo on a bun, a gumbo po' boy, man, that thing was good too. They were both real. I see how they were the top two. Like I always thought I wanted to be on like Chopped or one of those shows as a judge, and then I did that, and I was like, Man, these are both really good. And I'm not qualified enough to critique this like the other people are. But, you know, we got to do that.
Well,
and then
the rosemary just didn't tickle my palate like it should.
Yeah. But they were, man, they were good. It was fun.
The rosemary.
It was a good time. Then we ended up at the game and got to watch the goat be the goat. Yeah. And, you know, Nick Saban, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Si, did you see that?
You haven't seen Brian Kelly's fake Southern accent yet?
LSU hired a new coach. No. He's from Massachusetts. I don't even know how to say Massachusetts.
Oh, he's the one from Notre Dame?
Yeah, and he showed up to a basketball game. He's like, well, me and my family down here now, and, you know, we just really appreciate this great state of Louisiana. And I was like, well,
Mr. Kelly, you got to stop, man. Like, just come in here, do your thing.
Be who you are.
You're going to make Jack Besh one of the greatest tight ends in the world.
He said, my family.
Yeah. You ain't got to do all that. Like, look, you're in Louisiana.
He was doing it as a joke.
No.
Yes, he was.
Well.
It just happened.
Yes and no. You ain't got to do that to us. You know what you do to get in Louisiana? Win. Just go down there and win. Ask Sean Payton. Show up and win.
Sean Payton, I don't even know where he's from anymore. He just is Louisiana.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because he's won.
And you don't hear nothing about him.
So,
well,
Mr. Kelly, good luck to you. I'm open to liking you, but – right,
you got to produce.
Right,
Martin disapproves of LSU's latest hire.
You
got to
produce, boys.
He's part of your family, Martin.
He's a coach. He's the coach.
He's the coach. He's from the deep South.
But he came from Notre Dame.
Notre Dame,
the deep Southern part of the family in Notre Dame.
Yeah,
I don't even know how to do a Southern. I assume talk like that anyway.
Again, I'm open to liking him.
I think it was a great
move. Let's take our next break. We'll be back right after this.
Roll Tide! Can I say something?
You can say something.
Yeah.
Little Debbie should send us some of that ice cream. Sorry, I've been thinking here.
Little Debbie.
Do you know how much Little Debbie we have sold in this room? And because I was thinking, like, we're about to just sell a bunch of Johnsonville.
Do you know how much Little Debbie we have eaten in this room?
In this room?
No, you should see the pictures. People now just send me pictures.
It's not real.
Not of the ice cream.
Yeah, I was still
now people.
Not real.
I think we've confused people to think that the Christmas tree cakes
are real,
are hard to find.
No, they're not.
No, and people keep sending me like pictures of like 20 cases. They're like, "Hey, I got them all," and I'm like, "You don't have to do that."
Yeah, you do.
Sure, you do.
Especially you got to do it around December the 20th.
See, look at this guy.
He got a mountain of them.
Yeah. You need that last batch.
It's the
he got on size shirt.
Oh, look, he got some regulation honey bun too.
Oh, hey.
He got on size t-shirt. What kind of hat is that?
Duck Dynasty.
He got a full sleeve tattoo. That's a real tree gospel. Beautiful Christmas tree cakes.
Yeah, but them chocolate ones are gar.
You know?
Well, we need, but it's
he's from Canada.
It's the
Canada.
That's Big Papa Hooves from Doofville, Ontario, Canada.
All the way up in Canada. Golly.
I bet you it's cold up there.
No. That's why we ain't got no ducks. It's still like 50 degrees.
Apparently, those are hard to find in Canada, though.
I would suspect that would be a little more difficult. Yeah.
Well, Big Papa Hooves. I love your name.
Bailed you a big old cup of coffee.
I like your beard.
Sit down and have you a bowl.
Sorry. I thought we were still at break. I was just mad about I was thinking about that ice cream again.
Well, the ice cream's not real.
I was at Auburn University. And I walked out there and I was in a goofy mood and handed the mic. And I said, "Hey, I've heard that y'all have got the most amazing thing that y'all do before a football game."
Yeah.
I said, "Y'all turn some kind of stupid bird loose," and they all yell, "War Eagle!" You know?
Yeah.
And I said, "Hey, let me tell you what y'all need to do with him." I said, "Y'all can need to kill that sucker." It took them about 10 minutes to calm down. Then I said, "Hey, let me explain why."
Yeah, you need to explain why they should kill an endangered species.
I said, "Hey, look, y'all turn him loose, and he flies around a stupid stadium about twice and then lands on the 50-yard line. I said, y'all need to wring that sucker's neck, okay, and get you a new one and train him, okay, to fly around twice and light in the opposite football team's end zone where your runners and your receivers will know where to go. I got booed and hissed for about 15 minutes.
Because right now they're just stopping at the 50.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I said, because, hey, they get to the 50 and they quit.
You ain't right, man.
Oh, no, I know. I had more fun doing
it. I'm surprised you didn't just say Roll Tide and Auburn. Half of them would have cheered because they don't know what they are. War Eagle, no. Go Tigers, Roll Tide, Go Dogs.
Well, look,
Auburn is a confusing community.
Well, no, they. Hey,
the whole state of Alabama confuses
you. No,
me.
It is.
No, the rest of them just say Roll
Alabama,
Tide.
You got Alabama and Auburn that play the Iron Bowl. Against each other.
I dated a girl from Alabama.
The last one that they did was out of this world.
That's good, wasn't it?
Oh, what you talking
no,
about?
No, because Auburn lost, and I wanted to win because
it still
made
a good
me laugh.
Game. I just, four overtimes.
Yeah.
And, hey, and there was some serious ball playing on both sides.
I don't know how they pick, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, I dated this girl from Alabama, and, like, her sister was an Alabama fan, and she was an Auburn fan, and their cousins didn't like each other, and I was like, what is just pay everybody be on the same, which one's closer, go with them.
Yeah, which one do you like the colors of? You like blue and orange, you like red and white?
I don't know how it happens.
Hey, with that, when you just brought up about Alabama woman,
oh,
that reminded me about Billy Gibbons was going for a show somewhere, and they went through Roswell,
New Mexico,
where the aliens supposedly landed.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked him, said, hey, you going in? And Billy said, no. He said, I married a woman from Alabama. I'm married to an alien.
Billy Gibbons, friend of Eric Clapton.
Hey, no, look. I loved it. Okay. He said, no, I ain't going in there. I married a woman from Alabama. I'm married to an alien.
Oh, Gibbons, that's a good man.
No, he's a cool dude.
He is a good man.
Him and his buddy both.
Yeah.
On his business.
And his buddy went to heaven already. Yeah.
I have Billy Gibbons' business card. He handed it to me and told me to call him.
He's a cool man.
And it doesn't say ZZ Top. It says Billy Gibbons, friend of Eric Clapton.
Yep. That's exactly what it says.
I need to do that to mine.
The fact that Billy
John
Gibbons,
David Owen, friend of Cy Robertson.
The fact that Billy Gibbons will text you back, too, is incredible.
He's a cool dude.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He really is.
He's quality human.
He's a good man.
Human.
Sure is.
Yeah. We've run across a lot of them kind of people.
With a heck of a beer.
You know, I still can't get over how good at his job Nick Saban is. He's just that dang good.
Are you back on Nick Saban?
No, I just get thinking about it, and I'm like, man.
Billy Gibbons is better.
They're the same.
His job.
Well, no.
But they're about the same.
You got to think about it. Okay, for about 65 years, three people, their drummer and them two, have been on the top of the charts for 65 plus years, Jack.
And are still doing it.
And are still.
Because they
going
love it.
Strong.
Yeah. That's the difference in them. They're doing it because they love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's the reason that your boy over in Tuscaloosa is so good. You ain't going to be the greatest at whatever you're doing if you don't love it. Like they got.
Oh, he puts in the time.
You know?
Okay. You know, like you're talking about. And
it's the same reason you can say Phil Robertson is arguably the greatest duck hunter that's ever lived.
That's the only thing he wants out of life.
That's all he wants. I mean,
Drake at 25 yards, boy.
He took a gar hole piece of property that nobody could do nothing with, might as well have been condemned.
Oh, yeah.
And turned it into a fairly decent duck hole.
Yep.
I mean, all things considered.
Might as well be condemned.
You can't do nothing with it. Yeah.
The wood on it is doughty.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's always underwater.
Yeah.
The water gets down there. The water depth down there during flood days is like 25 feet.
And half the time, you can't even drive to it.
Yeah, you can't get to it. Hey, we've left his house, walked out the steps, stepped in the boat, and motored to the duck hole.
Sure hand.
Yeah.
Sure hand.
Okay.
What Si didn't tell you is we had to park on top of the hill and walk down to his house.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't drive
there. Water's up there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was not good for anything else. Except in heat, y'all. And look, the way it started, him and a friend of his walked out in some timber, okay? Oak trees. With two chainsaws. And his friends had re-ruled these woods, boys. And that's how that duck hole began.
Mike Williams?
Hey, Mike Williams.
To ask, which friend was
they it? Started cutting down oak trees, and the first year they was hunting, you know, just with oak trees laying everywhere. Yeah, okay. Right. I'm serious.
Where the lake is. Yeah.
Where the lake is. Okay.
Yep, they cleared the lake.
Yeah, cleared it. Then he finally made a little money. Okay. And finally brought a dozer in, pushed all that stuff up and burned it and everything else. Yeah.
But that's what separates them people. That's how you get from, you know, the Tiger Woods of the world down to whoever, like, you know, and Nick Saban and Phil Robertson in the duck world, or who, Billy Gibbons in music, you know. I mean, it's just,
they
it's
just do it.
Cy Robertson and storytelling.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They don't think about
he
it.
He loves it.
They just go to doing it.
Yeah. That's the first thing on their mind when they wake up every morning.
A lot of fun.
But you got to keep it fun.
Oh, hold on. Keep it real. Keep it fun.
But you know what's fun? Winning.
Catching a big old crappie.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You know, most people say, well, no, it's about the game. No, it ain't. When it gets right down to it, it's all about winning.
Yeah.
It's better to win.
Okay? Ain't that the truth? It sure makes it
easier.
It's
like, okay, you want to be poor or rich? I've been both. Rich is a lot better.
Way more fun.
Way more fun.
You eat better.
Okay, because you can buy, you can actually buy stuff that you want.
Yeah.
You know, not just look at it and say, man, I wish I could, one of these days, I wish I could have that.
What's funny is he's talking about a raccoon skin hat. That's the thing that he's wearing on.
But I'm just telling you, no.
He wore it in the blind. He took it off. He actually took it off. He said it's too hot.
No,
he
no.
He took it off.
I had to.
Oh,
you talking about, you know.
First time I heard Phil say that. He said, I've been both rich and poor. He said, I must say rich is way more fun.
Oh, no, no. Hey, okay.
He
okay.
said, I'm the same person. He said, this is just way more fun.
But, hey, there's just just so many more opportunities that open up for you.
Oh, buddy. Look, that's a good opportunity for our next break. We'll be back.
Take another break.
Oh, wow.
All right, hey, here's what I'm into right now, boys.
What okay? are you doing?
This ought to be good.
No, no, it is. Look, Phil most of the time, Phil and Carrie most of the time for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, okay? Mostly Thanksgiving. Always do the duck and dressing.
Yeah.
Well, I had some there, you know, for Thanksgiving. And then
you
I
had some
just,
ducks?
Boy, I got hungry for dressing again.
Amen.
So we went duck hunting the other day and we killed a few woodies. So I said, hey, you know, they started picking a few. Phil said, I want a couple, you know, and Chad, the nurse practitioner, says, yeah, I want a couple to make, I'm going to make dressing. I said, hey, I jumped back out of the truck, grabbed me a couple of them, picked them. I said, I'm going to make me some dressing, duck dressing. So I did two pots. And I called Stone, this was last night, I done them, me and my woman. You know, and I done two pots, and I made two different types because I wanted to try something. I actually seen in my mind my mother putting Borden's sweet condensed milk in the dressing. You know, and I told Phil about it. Phil said, I don't think so. And I said, I'm telling you, I seen Mama put some of that in there, okay? So I made two pots, one with that and one was just regular pet milk. You know, so I called Stone last night. I said, what are you doing right now? I called him about 4 o'clock. I said, hey, what are you doing? And he said, I'm at the house. I ain't doing nothing. I said, I need you to do me a favor. He said, what's that? He said, I might, but I might not. Tell me what, you know. I said, okay. It ain't no big deal.
That's the most I said,
you know the first thing I ask people when they say that?
What?
How much is it going to take me to get out of this?
Well, no, no. Yeah.
How much does it cost for me to get out of this right now?
Stone said, I don't know if I'm going to do it or not. I said, well, hey, let's just settle down. I said, I'm just now took two, about 12 by 16
pans?
Cornbread.
No, pans.
Skillets?
Pans of dressing out of the oven.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing. I said, what it is, I've tried two different recipes. I said, I trust you. I said, come over here and taste some, eat some of it, and tell me whether it's, you know, throw that crap away or is it decent. You know, and he said, well, okay. He said, give me back 30 minutes, I'll be over. So he comes over and, you know, so he takes one spoon out of the one thing, you know, and he eats a little bit of it. And he said, all right, what's you trying to do here? I said, well, one of them has got sweets in it. I said, you know, and my wife said it's a little too sweet for her. I said, but I actually like it. And he had just took the one out of the, that had the sweets in, and he said, well, this, you put sugar or something in this one. I can tell. He said, it's got a little, you know, sweet flavor. And I said, yeah, that's the one. And I said, now taste the other one. So he said, you know, he just moved it over to one side, put another spoon in there, and ate that one. And I said, all right, tell me the truth. I said, is it decent to eat or just should throw the whole mess out? You know, and I said, because I actually like it, you know. And he said, no, it's good. He said, I would cut back on the vegetables a little bit because I like vegetables, a lot of vegetables. And he said, plus, it's a little, he said, maybe I told him, I said, I only used a half a can of that condensed milk, sweet milk.
Yeah.
He said, well, make it a third. He said, it was a little too, he said, it's good, but, it, you know, make it a third. So I did, but I like it.
But if you ate that with something spicy, like if you like really over-seasoned your duck or, you know, you had
well,
something.
Well, no, because see, that's the thing. The consistency of it, okay, because I wanted more flavor. Mama's was better flavor than Phil's and mine.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying to get the flavor back.
Yeah.
And, like, I can't get off it. Matter of fact, I had two big bowls of it before I come up here.
Hey, next time you need a taste tester,
yeah.
Call your boy that's tipping the scales at about 260 instead of the one that's bumping down there around 150.
Well, hey, but Thumb's a workout king, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but he don't eat.
Yeah, but hey, the boy is a chef, okay?
He's a chef, but he don't eat.
Well, hey, he's a meat cooker.
He ain't the guy you want for sweet and condensed dressing.
No, y'all badmouth my man Stone.
No.
I ain't going to put up with that.
No.
The boy is a full-fledged chef, in my humble opinion.
No,
okay?
He's a meat connoisseur.
Well, now, he is mainly on, but hey. The boy cooks good food. Okay?
That'd be like calling Bobby Flay and asking him to taste your dessert. Like, that ain't Flay's deal, man. Like, if you're trying to impress
somebody.
Well,
hey, look, Amanda,
you should have asked Anna. That's who you should have asked.
About what?
To taste your stuff.
No.
You should have asked Nan.
No.
Out of them two.
I love her, but I ain't. No.
Why didn't you take it to Phil?
Huh? Hey, I can't trust him. Hey, he's going to probably say his is better than mine, and the truth is, this batch I just got through cooking, both of them beat his hand down.
So when you're talking about vegetables, though, you're talking about just like celery, onion.
Oh, no. Yeah. Like, okay. And I bought, garlic. I went to Brookshire and I bought one square package of chopped up bell pepper.
Uh-huh.
I done two since I was making two casserole dishes. Yeah. And onion, same thing. And celery, I only bought one and I just took them out and they were like 3/4 of an inch. They'd cut them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I took them and cut them finer, okay? Yeah. And yeah. I put 20 out on each one.
You know, yeah, I chunk them in a food processor and just get them all together.
Well, I'd done it about the same thing with just a knife. I cut them real thin and cut them up. Yeah. But it actually...
Y'all got me wanting to go home and cook.
Well, no, because, hey, here's the deal. I love dressing ducks.
Oh, okay? I do too. Preach.
Okay, so I normally let Phil do it, but like I always tell him when he's making it, he'll say, well, what am I missing? And I said, well, you're missing a little too much. You need some salt, a little more salt, and a little more pepper. And hit it again about 3 times with some more sage. You never, him and Kay are both scared to death of making it over.
Well, sage is one of them things, though, that once you tip the scales that way,
well, no.
It's too far.
Yeah,
you
but
ain't never coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but here's the thing. They real light on it, you know. And I like
so you're a man that likes bold flavors.
Well,
that's
what
you're telling.
Oh yeah. Well, I want to taste the sage.
He drinks Bloody Mary mix just.
Oh hey,
straight.
I love it too. That's what saved me during the COVID-19 deal.
See, we ain't talking about that in a minute. Hey. Man likes a bold flavor.
But no. Hey, I like spicy stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know,
but sage is just kind of like.
Well, no, I know what you're talking about because you can do it, overdo it, and then.
Yeah, I bit into some, and I'm like, man, now I know what the mule deer out west feel like.
Well,
like,
no.
It's kind of.
Now, here's the thing, okay? It's not, you know, what I did was really good.
I
can't get off of it, okay? And like I said,
these are about
this long and about.
I do think the condensed milk may be a little.
Well,
That's a tough edit because it is sweet.
It did give it a smooth texture.
Yeah.
And a little sweet. Okay. Yeah.
You
I kind of like sweet stuff.
But
well,
you make it
do it's not overbearing because that's why I only used like a half. Yeah.
You make it do the same thing with just a little heavy cream.
Well, no, no, because I was thinking I told Stone he said I'd go a third of that or just put like 4 tablespoons of sugar in it. I may try that next time.
No, for your cornbread, just make Jiffy. Yeah.
There you go.
Just make sweet cornbread.
No. Because my wife, she cooks Betty Crocker's cornbread and muffin mix.
Ah.
And, the cornbread is excellent.
Is it?
Oh, no, no.
Super sweet?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, not?
No. It's excellent.
Okay.
And she actually cooked this perfect. It was dark on the bottom.
Yeah.
And real dark brown on the top.
Yeah.
And was crumbly. Okay. Delicious.
That's what I want. Mexican cornbread.
No. Ooh, buddy.
That's what I want. You'd have to do is put the ingredients in that Lisa cooks that real good.
Yeah, I've just never used a cornbread mix. Yeah. I just always.
No. Betty Crocker's cornbread and muffin mix.
Yeah.
It's the real deal.
But you still have to add eggs and oil to it, right? I mean, it's just already measured for you.
Well, I don't know what she added to it. She did add something to it.
Yeah, I'm sure you got to add eggs and oil to it.
Yeah, you will have to do that.
Yeah.
But it was excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they just pre-measure everything for you.
Yeah.
You're buying it measured out.
Well, it makes it easy.
That's what I'm saying. You're just buying it measured out.
They throw
out
some of that ground deer meat.
Man, my granddaddy used to take that cornbread and dip in buttermilk.
My daddy, my baby.
That's what he did with the leftover cornbread every night.
I can't have a buttermilk.
Me either.
My niece drank it because we were telling them about how our papa used to.
It's healthy for you.
Dip his cornbread in buttermilk, and my niece, she's 8. She was like, this is good.
Oh, no, I can't have it.
8 years old drinking buttermilk,
cottage cheese.
What you're talking about. Any cornbread left over, that's where it's going.
That was dinner time. At supper time, the dessert was cornbread and buttermilk, whatever was left from lunch.
My mom and dad did it all the time.
But my grandma made a pan of cornbread every day at lunch.
Yeah.
Every day.
Well, that's like my grandmother. She never woke up a day in her life that she didn't put on a pot of pinto beans.
Yeah.
Pinto beans.
Pinto beans, and like you're talking about, then a pan
of cornbread.
She made
her cornbread in them biscuit cookers like Mike used to make. She'd make her cornbread.
Mama done hot water bread.
Yeah, hot water corn. She did that too.
Hot water bread. Yeah.
We grew up calling it dog bread because when it was left over, she threw it out to the dogs, whatever, because she's like, it don't warm up.
We called hot water cornbread hush puppies.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
We didn't ever have no thrown over. Right?
Well, there towards
hot water bread.
Mm. Yeah. There towards the end, she couldn't edit her recipe. She was still cooking like it was all of us there. Yeah. And it was,
Oh, no.
Me, her,
couldn't
ever
come down.
Yeah.
She couldn't make a smaller batch.
No edit.
Oh, no.
No. So she just whatever it eat, just throw it out the yard.
I like Grandmama Shores. She was 87, I think, when she died. And everything that she cooked in was big iron, Dutch oven stuff. And she still cooked that stuff till she died.
Amen.
Yeah, she did. That was the coolest thing. She went to bed. Yeah, you know, we'd had a big meal at her house, and she said, "Well, all right, hon, I'm going to bed. You know, I'll see you in the morning if the Lord's willing." Died in her sleep.
There you go. Yeah. Happy as a lark.
Hey, went to bed, kissed all the kids good night. Went to bed. You know, went to bed, went to sleep. Never woke up.
Woke up with Jesus.
And woke. Hey, that's right. Resurrection.
Yeah. Amen.
That's the way to go. Go to sleep. And then talk. Oh, good grief. Where am I? You're in heaven, son.
Hey.
You're in heaven, man. that'll be a trip, boys.
Amen. Yeah. Well, look, let's take our last break. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back, folks. It's the favorite segment of the week. We are in that inbox. hello@duckcallroom.com is the address.
Johnny Dressing,
D. What you got from the fans, Johnny D?
Well, so... You know, we had a lot of really weird stuff sent in of people's dogs sitting on their feet.
So now we got cats.
Uh-oh.
No, just more dogs.
More dogs.
But my man, I had a friend send in, and I never thought about this, and now I've lost the email because, you know, it's what I do every week. Mordecai from 17 years old from Illinois. Illinois.
Illinois.
Mordecai.
Is the S silent? I have no idea. So he's from Illinois. He said he just wanted to let us know that the reason dogs sit on your feet while you're in the bathroom is because they're pack animals, like wolves. And whenever a wolf goes to the bathroom, all the other wolves protect them because they're vulnerable.
Say that 10
so your dog's just there to protect you.
Oh, okay. He's
Martin.
There for protection. Okay.
He's like, oh, man, you don't want to get snuck up on while you're on the toilet. I'm going to go make sure that doesn't happen.
That's what the lock's for.
Well, that dog don't know. Dog's from the woods.
I say that, though, but she always finds her way in there, so I may be vulnerable.
And, and Michael from North Texas sent that in, too. So apparently it's a thing.
Okay.
That's why they're there to protect you.
I wish they'd sit at the door. Like, I got the personal space from me to the door.
Yeah.
Like, I can handle myself even with my pants down. I got that. Like, but if you can keep people from getting to that door, I'm interested.
Yeah. There you go.
Guard the door.
What else you got? If my pants are down, I'm in trouble in a fight situation. NICU nurses and Little Debbie Christmas cake ice cream.
No, not a thing.
Nope. Nobody's got it yet, boys.
Not a thing.
Well,
God was said it don't exist.
He threw me all off. Taylor from Canover, North Carolina. He just wanted to give a shout out to NICU nurses. But he also bought 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He bought 9 of the ice creams that I so desperately want to try.
Now,
and he is willing to send us some.
Uh-oh.
But he doesn't know the address.
117 Kings Lane, West Monroe, Louisiana. 71292, attention, Martin.
Yeah, that I'm fine with that. I'm 100% okay with attention, Martin, on there.
We may can even follow up with our UPS shipper number, so we'll cover the cost for it.
We'll even cover the cost.
It's not
or
real.
If you use our friends at stamps.com, we got you there, too.
It's not real.
Okay.
It ain't real,
because we do get a bunch of emails asking how to send us stuff.
There you go.
If you figured out how to email us or call us, then probably could have looked at the address. Yeah. But
117 Kings Lane, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71292. Yep. We are south of the interstate.
It'll never arrive. It's not real.
It's not real.
If it does, you'll never know about it.
Yep.
We're looking
forward
to it.
If it arrives on a non-podcast day, you will not be aware.
Yeah, please make sure it arrives next day and send it on a Tuesday.
But I will gladly.
But
you'll
take care of it, boys.
Yeah, how it is.
How it is.
All right. Debbie's mad at me because I talked bad about Pittsburgh. It's just a joke, Debbie.
It's a joke.
Is she little?
I have no. Huh? Oh, that's funny.
Right over here.
Man. All right, here we go.
It's a Monday, boys.
Isaiah. Yeah, it really is. Isaiah from Arkansas, the old Jonesboro.
I know that.
Oh, there are ducks up there.
No, there ain't. Not anymore.
Not now.
That place a gar.
It's a gar hole.
Gar hole.
Jonesboro's gar hole, Isaiah. All right. He grew up without a father or really even a reliable father figure. He feels that has played a part in the anger issues he has today as a 20-year-old man. He's always had trouble grasping the concept of God in church. I do find myself gravitating towards that and likes to hear people talk about Jesus. But he wants to let go of anger and standoffish feelings that he has towards people in authority. He thinks it comes from his father. Do we have any advice on where to start?
We all have the same father. God the Father.
Yep.
Do you want to look at an example of anger management? Look at the good Lord. Look at what he did through his son here. Now, that's a rough deal, not having a father figure. We all were blessed with pretty solid fathers and father figures in our lives. Yep. I understand that. And I know that not everybody gets that. So the answer may seem a little easy or not, you know, not really thoughtful. But there is a reason that God is referred to as the Father throughout the whole book, and why we should seek him. And his love for us is like that of a father to his sons and his daughters. So, I mean, I think that's why, Isaiah, you're probably drawn to the thought of Jesus and all of that. I think because the father you're longing for is there. just my opinion on the situation. So, Si?
Your name says a lot, Isaiah.
Yep.
Okay, and I'm wondering about, you know, the only thing I can tell you about, you know, you've got some problems, okay, with the anger, especially like with authority. And, you know, I could say the same thing about myself, okay, because I spent 24 and a half years in the military. You know, I've always had trouble. That's just maybe because you're a male, okay, and you may be one of those that like to be in charge. Okay.
Alphas.
You know, alpha male. So, yeah. You know. But like Martin was talking about, okay, you know, you got to understand, God the Father wants the best for all of us. Okay. And I look at that. That's what one of the things that amazes me. At Jesus' highest and best moment, when he died to save all of us, his Father could not look at him. Okay? So I look at that, and it always tears me up, because that was his Son's greatest moment, but the Father couldn't look at him because he had the sins of the world on his shoulders. Okay? And for a father not to have the moment, the greatest moment of his Son's life, because he fulfilled the plan that the Father and him and the Holy Spirit had agreed upon. You know, that had to be a killer for God the Father, okay? Not to be able to see him at his finest moment. Okay, but I hope that helped you out, my man.
Yeah, and I would be willing to bet, Isaiah, if you get plugged in with a group up there in Jonesboro, you will find some father figures
that
can help you, and you can, they're there.
And hey, I'll add one thing in there, caution, just a caution to you. Okay. Don't ever put all your eggs in one basket. By that, I mean, okay, don't place too much trust in the human being, because we'll fail you.
Every time.
Okay. So you got to take this with a, you know, a tablespoon of salt. Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm on that recipe, you know, now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying, okay. Yeah. Because we're all flawed.
Amen.
Okay. So, you know. But that's my word of advice to you, my man. And I hope it helps you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of good people in Jonesboro, Arkansas. I know a lot of folks up there.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, and
you're in a pretty good area.
Anger is not a sin, right?
They got a good ice cream.
Well,
place.
It is. Yes, it
well,
is.
Well, it says, yeah, in your anger, do not sin.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says. Yeah. So you can get upset and mad. It's how you react to it.
Yeah.
I'm not an angry person. I've never struggled with it. It's not me. It's not my personality. I have a father who leads a group every Friday night of angry dudes. And they get together and they talk about, okay, how do we deal with this? So that might be something you want to look into. And I have no problems. My dad is the first to admit, like, invite people. He's like, and me and my dad have talked about it, and I don't get it. Like, I'm like, why do you get mad at that?
Why? How?
And he's like, your brain's wired totally different. So what he does is he gets with people who get it.
Yeah.
So that would be my advice. Find people that get you and understand what you're going through.
Yeah.
And they can help you.
Yeah. Look up a Celebrate Recovery thing around you. See, I bet they've got an anger group.
Anger and control issues. Every Friday night at WFR Church here in Western Road.
Or if you make the little 4-hour and 45-minute drive down to here, you can go there on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Ask for David Owen.
Ask for Big Dave.
He's helped a lot of people with anger, and we patched a lot of holes in this building when we bought it. So, you know.
Oh, that's funny. Do we have another one?
No, we don't. Send us out with a Bible verse.
Speaking of Big Dave, he sends me at 5:46 a.m. this morning. This is funny. I did not look up this verse until about 3 minutes ago. I was like, let's just see what Dad sent me this morning. We talked about people being great at what they do, people having gifts. We talked about dads. Here's the verse of the day that Big Dave sent me this morning. 1 Peter 4:10. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.
Amen.
How perfect was that for today?
Amen. That's pretty cool. That's why we sit here with these microphones every week, folks.
That's pretty cool.
We'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.